Hello, this is Denise Roselle, and I'd like to read a poem today by Ogden Nash. He's one of my favorites because he likes to write ditties, which is more of a lighter vein of poetry with a little bit of humor. And here we are sitting on Five Daughter Hill, and I'm the oldest of five daughters. And so this particular poem really speaks to me. This is entitled Song to be Sung by the Father of Infant Female Children. My heart leaps up when I behold a rainbow in the sky. Contrarywise, my blood runs cold when little boys go by. For little boys, as little boys, no special hate I carry. But now and then they grow to men, and when they do, they marry. No matter how they tarry, eventually they marry. And swine among the pearls, they marry little girls. Oh, somewhere, somewhere an infant plays with parents who feed and clothe him. Their lips are sticky with pride and praise, but I have begun to loathe him. Yes, I loathe with loathing shameless this child who to me is nameless, this bachelor child in his carriage, gives never a thought to marriage, but a person can hardly say knife before he will hunt him a wife. I never see an infant, male, a-sleeping in the sun, without I turn a trifle pale and think, is he the one? Oh, first he'll want to crop his curls, and then he'll want a pony, and then he'll think of pretty girls and holy matrimony. A cat without the mouse, is he without a spouse? Oh, somewhere he bubbles bubbles of milk and quietly sucks his thumbs. His cheeks are roses painted on silk, and his teeth are tucked in his gums. But alas, the teeth will begin to grow, and the bubbles will cease to bubble. Given a score of years or so, the roses will turn to stubble. He'll sell a bond, he'll write a book, and his eyes will get that acquisitive look. And raging and ravenous for the kill, he'll boldly ask for the hand of Jill. This infant, whose middle is diapered still, will want to marry my daughter Jill. Oh, sweet be his slumber, and moist his middle. My dreams, I fear, are infanticidal. A fig for embryo Lohengrins, I'll open all of his safety pins. I'll pepper his powder and salt his bottle and give him readings from Aristotle. Sand for his spinach I'll gladly bring, and Tabasco sauce for his teething ring. Then perhaps he'll struggle through fire and water to marry someone else's daughter.